Today's New Testament reading is from Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Joshua Palmer from Catalina Lutheran Church in Tucson, Arizona.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Like so much of Revelation, our passage concludes with the terrifying warning that the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, the murderers, the fornicators, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars will not be in the New Jerusalem. Theirs is a very different fate. And the whole thing is terrifying because we remember that we have done these things. And that our God cannot tolerate evil in his presence. So you and I, in our hearts and minds, turn and run to the cross and cling to it and to the mercy and grace poured out in Jesus' death and resurrection. And by the efficacy of that blood, we are made sons and daughters of God, his people. And through our time here, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we hold fast to the faith given to us. But this is not our home. And the place we go to when we die is not our home. God has in store for you a home and a place where you can dwell forever and ever, that makes this earth look like a cheap roadside motel, even on a day like Thanksgiving, where we feast on the best our world has to offer. We are told that this is a mere hint, a shadow of what is coming. And what is coming? What do you have to look forward to? A new heaven and a new earth. And the garden city of God, New Jerusalem, our home, prepared by him for his saints to live in. Remember, David had written, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Jesus had said, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And this is what is happening in Revelation 21. Yes, in Revelation there are terrifying and awful visions, but all driving to Revelation chapter 21, where David's hope and Jesus' promise meet. And you and I are given a glimpse of the sheer joy that awaits us. No more tears, no more death, no more sadness or weeping or pain. All gone. Instead, God, Jesus, His presence, His love, His goodness forever and ever, unfiltered. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. For now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And what every man, woman, and child has always wanted, deep, deep down in their heart of hearts, to know God, to be with Him, and to be accepted and loved by Him, will be yours in that place. That is the promise of Revelation chapter 21. That is the promise God in His Word has given to you. That is the promise so beautifully captured in Bernard of Cluny's hymn, Jerusalem, the golden, with milk and honey blessed. The promise of salvation, the place of peace and rest. Oh, we know not, oh, we know not what joys await us there. The radiancy of glory, the bliss beyond compare. Oh, sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect. Oh, sweet and blessed country that faithful hearts expect. In mercy, Jesus, bring us to that eternal rest with You and God the Father and Spirit ever blessed. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Joshua Palmer from Catalina Lutheran Church in Tucson, Arizona, for today's meditation on God's Word.